The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
I'm reading from Ian Wishart on X. Well, this will cause climate change keyboard warriors to have conniptions, apparently, as a result of too hot to handle reports. We've talked about that before with Ian here. NIWA have just admitted they are cherry picking climate records and have abandoned reliance on site homogeneity. I think that's how you say it anyway. So I never want to see another keyboard warrior lecture me about how NIWA carefully measure records from one site, because NIWA are no longer following that rule. They are cherry picking and apparently proud of it. And Ian Wishart is back with us here at RCR for the latest installment. Morning, Ian. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Okay, cherry picking. Can you just explain how they've been doing that first, and then we'll get on to the information you've been trying to get out of them?
Well, one of the things that NIWA are very good at is saying to people whenever they're confronted with climate data they don't like, NIWA always says, well, we're very careful about the sites we measure, and we measure things very carefully, and you can't just compare any old site. You've got to follow the trend and check the instrumentation, this whole nine yards lark.
Yep.
And what Too Hot to Handle report, which was on Centrista, which you guys averred to a couple of weeks ago, pointed out is that the NIWA has been cherry-picking, in my words, any old temperature record it can find, the first one that comes to hand from any city or region, regardless of what site it's come from. So they're not following their own what they say they do. They're doing as they say, not what they preach. And the end result has been that we've been bombarded with climate records every day and every month from NIWA, saying that new records have been broken. NIWA have been essentially using whatever data they can grab that establishes to them or to the public that there's been a record broken. So Too Hot to Handle was very critical of that, and we made a lot of the fact that you can't just do that and expect people to take you seriously. NIWA have now admitted in their latest climate summary that that's exactly what they're doing. For the first time, they put a paragraph in saying, we're no longer relying on site homogeneity. Difficult word, I know.
Yeah. Thank you.
And which means that they'll pick any temperature they like from within a region and just use it as a record.
Yeah, I think of milk when I hear that that word, you know. Okay, so this has been a willful strategy to skew for public consumption anyway, the perception, overall perception of where the climate is heading. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, it is, because when you're talking about climate records, temperature records is an example. Let's take Whangarei, Whangarei. And in the old days, they measured temperature at one particular site in the city, and that was the official recorded temperature at 3 o'clock on the day. What NIWA are doing now is they've got thermometers scattered all over the city, all over the region. And so whenever any temperature is broken, or they think they can make a song and dance about it in the media, they will quote, well, it's 35 degrees today in Whangarei. And that's a record for the city. Regardless of the fact that the temperature wasn't taken at the old official site from 100 years ago, and NIWA aren't disclosing where they're taking the record from. So they're just picking and choosing whatever they like within the suburbs, whatever gives them the hottest reading on the day. And so the perception becomes one that temperature records are constantly being broken and we're being deluged with global warming. But of course, it's not that at all. It's just that they've increased the number of thermometers that they have scanning the atmosphere, and they'll pick whatever is hottest on the day, wherever it is.
And that could be on top of a tennis asphalt tennis court or something. You never
know. In some cases it is. Yeah, that's right. So this relentless perception of global warming is being fueled by this procedure, and NIWA have never declared publicly that they're doing it until now with this latest admission that they've abandoned any pretense to site homogeneity.
So that's really sneaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's in my view, it's deceptive. The only positive to come out of it is that the report has forced them to admit it. I guess they got some questions from the media behind the scenes saying, what is this? And they realised that they couldn't keep a lid on it, but that's just my speculation. Whatever it is, we've forced them to come to the public and say, this is what we're doing. So it makes it very difficult for NIWA now to say, well, you can't challenge us on temperatures because we monitor the sites very carefully. It's not entirely true that they're prepared to grab anything they like and just chuck it at us.
Yeah, they'll go for the warmest, the hottest thing they could find if it's that they want, or the opposite if it's the other they want, I guess.
Yeah, temperature taken from above the barbecue.
All right. Well, that's a bit of a shocker, actually, because that means that what word would you use? Massaging?
Yeah, in my view, they are. The admission that they're doing this is effectively saying we don't actually care about the track record of the temperature. We're just caring about giving you information that makes it look like it's hotter. At the stage when they're picking from a whole range of thermometers, calling them all Whangarei or Whangarei or Auckland or whatever, and just belting out whatever is the hottest temperature that they can, gives them many more opportunities to skew the data and without anyone even knowing that they were doing it.
And they've been doing that all around the country. Yeah.
All around the country, apparently, for years. And if they were selling to the public products and trade, they would have been sued by the Commerce Commission for misleading conduct.
Well, surely the head, the management team, everybody, they've got to go now, don't they?
In my opinion, yeah, it's becoming untenable for them to do this. I mean, the fact that they've been putting out climate reports for years with this practice and they've now decided to admit that they're doing it, obviously shamed into it. It's a pretty big scandal in my view.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Now tell us, you've been trying, as I understand it, to get information out of NIWA, I think related to internal comms involving you. And they've come back with, well, you'll tell us, some kind of bizarre excuse, it seems, why they can't provide you with information.
Yeah. Last year, journalist Rachel Smalley was involved in an investigation into Pharmac. And she applied under the Privacy Act, which is slightly different from the Official Information Act. Privacy Act says that you can obtain any information that an agency, a government agency, holds on you under your name and anything they've written about you, and you can correct it if it's wrong. And the agency has less ability to interfere with that as they can under the Official Information Act. So I fired in a request to NIWA, following Rachel Smalley's example, asking for all the information that NIWA had written about me since January the 1st last year when I started hammering them with a cyclone,
yep,
to see exactly how they were responding to the reports, because they're not responding publicly. But I wanted to see what they were doing behind the scenes, and obviously this latest revelation we've just talked about, where they've admitted that they're doing things wrong, means they are reacting to the reports. But I wanted the documents to show what the trail was. So I figured the Privacy Act was the best way to go.
Yep.
So imagine my surprise when NIWA fires back a response at the end of the 28-day period and says to me, unfortunately, we're unable to comply with your Privacy Act request because our IT systems can't allow us to search by name. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
thinking, Privacy Act, the only way you can search for anyone is by name. We don't have official ID numbers yet. So governed agency required by law to comply with this act and has been for years. And it says it can't do it because it doesn't store people's names in its records, which
that
is just
can't be true. Surely that can't.
Yeah, exactly my response. It can't be true. In my opinion, reading between the lines, I'm convinced that there's obviously some embarrassing stuff in the documents that they don't want me to get hold of, and that they're looking for an excuse not to give them to me.
Would that be their chit chat between each other, talking about you?
It would be, and their response to the reports internally. So what we're trying to do is see exactly what they were discussing about it and how they were planning to combat it. And so I can get an idea as to what their thinking is on these reports. But they're desperate not to give them over. So at this point in time, they've got this ridiculous situation where they're saying, under the Privacy Act, it's not good enough to give us your name. We need some other details about you somehow to identify who you are.
Okay, so another thing it shows you, doesn't it, that they never thought any of this through, because as soon as you popped up on the radar, if they'd done any research or had any knowledge of your background, every sort of alarm bell would have rung, and it would have been like no communication between each other on Ian Wishart. But but obviously that's not the case. They're maybe not very bright. Is that what you're thinking?
I couldn't possibly say. It might well be the case that they've committed some stuff to electronic print that they didn't want to reveal. And, of course, now that it's been put on the record, I've now got to go to the Privacy Commissioner or the Ombudsman or launch an Official Information Act application on the way through to try and get more data on this.
Well, you'd want to know if their search capability, and every database has that kind of search, basic keyword search by name capability, if that's true or not. I mean, that's an easy answer, isn't it?
Well, it should be, but you have the spectre at the moment with the government's leading climate research agency with a $160 million budget every year, and the ability to span the planet looking at climate research says it can't investigate people's names in its database because its IT system isn't good enough. So if it can't find a simple name in a database or an email trail, how on earth can it do climate research?
That's a good point. So if anyone's listening with any sort of lever of something, what needs to happen to NIWA, do you think, Ian? What should we do with them?
I think at this stage it's time for a full government inquiry into NIWA and its practices. I think the Too Hot to Handle report, the Climate of Fear report, the work that I did last year, which systematically took apart NIWA's protestations and said to them, well, you're not telling the truth about climate historical records, put them in a very bad light. And we are spending as taxpayers a fortune, and this is supposedly the biggest issue of our time. And we can't rely on the agency and the people running it, in my view, to deliver the goods. Something has to happen here. And I think possibly, I mean, Pharmac took a massive hit from the Rachel Smalley investigation last year. And when they released the documents under the Privacy Act, found it nearly cost the leader of Pharmac, the chief executive.
Because of the things they said about her, right?
That's right. So there's a possibility NIWA were going to be in the gun as well. If they were silly enough to put those sort of things in print, that will emerge eventually.
I remember early on when we used to have to read the weather, okay, on the radio, that we used to have to say in Wellington that it was the temperature at the Kelvin Weather Office. We always had to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
Like to put a coordinate on it, right? A standard coordinate on it.
And that's the official line. We've all been brought up to believe that this is the part of the process of climate research, that you take a known weather station and you get the records from that weather station and you follow the trend and then you compare the records to that weather station. The realisation that in actual fact now in Wellington, they can be dragging the temperature from Candala or Nia or anywhere around the place, wherever it's hottest on the day, places they've never measured in the past, and suddenly call that a Wellington record, is nothing less than deceptive.
And to lay out multiple thermometers so you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for getting more data, but the dishonesty in my view of portraying this as a continuum of the previous data and the previous records is just absolutely dishonest. It shouldn't be happening. And as I said, the only good thing to come out of this whole investigation is that we've now forced NIWA to admit this publicly, that they're doing it.
Hey, when you get back the comms that talk about you, can you come back on and share a few with us? Because I think that could be quite entertaining.
I suspect, I don't know how long it's going to take to get out of them, but I suspect it will be very entertaining.
Yeah, we could have a whole thing on that. Ian Wishart, Investigate Magazine, thanks for coming back on RCR and updating us, and curious to see where it goes next.
All good, thank you, Paul.
RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.